Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege our Lord allows us together by the radio to open God's precious word and to study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of John, chapter number 19. And in verse number 30, we're looking at the sixth cry of our Savior while hanging on the cross. Let me briefly name them, and then we move on in our study. In Luke chapter 23, and in verse number 34, our Lord said, first of all, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then in Luke chapter 23 and verse number 43, he says to the dying thief, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Then thirdly, in John 19, verse 26 and 7, he says to Mary, woman, behold thy son. And then he says to John, behold thy mother. And then the fourth cry comes out of the darkness in Matthew chapter 27 and verse number 46, where our Lord cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then the fifth cry is in John 19, verse number 28, where our Lord said, I thirst. And we've looked at those five sayings already. And on yesterday, we began looking at the sixth saying in verse number 30, where he said, it is finished. I'm grateful to God that he did not say, I am finished. No, my friend, he was not finished. Yes, he would die and he would be buried, but he would rise again. He would ascend to the right hand of the throne of God on high, and he would ever live to make intercession for his saints. He will come again, and he will be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he will rule over all the universe as King of Kings in that day that's yet to come. So I want to emphasize, he did not say, I am finished. But he really said, it is finished. And I said on yesterday, I don't spend a lot of time on the radio dealing with Greek words. But I do want to mention the Greek word that is here in this saying, which really, though there are three words in our English language, it's one word in the Greek. The word here is tetelestai, and it simply means to bring to a close, to finish. It means to perform, to execute, to complete, to fulfill, so that the thing done corresponds to what has been ordered or commanded. It means to have special reference to the subject matter, carrying out the contents of the command. It has reference also to the form, to do just as commanded, and generally involves the notion of time. And then number five, it means to perform the last act, which completes a process to accomplish and fulfill. And friend, all five of those definitions can be applied to the Lord Jesus Christ when he cries on the cross, it is finished. I said to you on yesterday, this word was used commonly by common people. And I mentioned three of those. First of all, it's a word used by a farmer as he observes the birth of a newborn animal. When the baby is born and he sees everything is all right, he would look up and say, tetelestai, as if speaking to the mother of that animal, the suffering is over. The new life is begun, and everything is well. And then I said to you, number two, it was a word that was used by an artist. An artist would paint a picture. When he had finished that picture, then he backed up and studied the works of his own hand. And when he looked at that picture and saw that nothing else needed to be added and nothing needed to be changed, he would step forward and seal its authenticity by putting his autograph on it. And as he did, he would utter the word, tetelestai. And then number three, I mentioned to you, it was a word that was used by the priest. He'll take the animal and inspect that animal. And after the animal had been inspected and found to be a fit sacrifice to be offered, then he would offer that animal. And then when that animal was offered and accepted, then the priest would say tetelestai, which simply means that the offering is over. It's finished. It's completed. It is accepted. So when you look at those three illustrations, you learn that hanging on the cross, uttering this sixth cry, Christ was saying that something was finished. It was finished to the extent that nothing could be added to it. And he was now willing to die, and can I say it, place his signature by his own blood upon the work that he had done for God the Father. It also indicates that every jot and every tittle of the Word of God had been fulfilled that concerned him. Matter of fact, the Bible said in John 19 and verse 28, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. You see, hanging on that cross, Christ looks back on 33 years plus here upon this earth. He looks at his life. He looks at his ministry. He looks at everything that he has done. And by the way, he did it all to perform the Father's will. And as he looks back upon his life, he literally is saying, there's not anything back through there that I've changed. He's saying, I have not failed my Father in any area. He is saying, I have finished the work that you sent me to do. And I am now ready to die and to autograph the life that I've lived and the work that I've done with my own blood. I have carried out to the fullest everything you told me to do. As you look at this saying of Christ, you see he was not saying salvation was finished, but he's saying that all that God had given him to do was finished. He looks backward on his life and the ministry, and he said, I have finished the work that God sent me to do. I have completed every jot and tittle of the Word of God that spoke of me. And so he looks at his life, and then he looks forward at death, and he sees he has finished the job that he came here to do. And he's getting ready to die and finish that part of our redemption. I do remind you, it will take him dying. It will take him shedding his blood. It will take him being buried and resurrected to finish our salvation. If he did not offer his blood in heaven on the mercy seat of God, if he did not get up out of the grave, then we would have no salvation at all. And so he analyzes his life, and every jot and every tittle, every detail that the Father sent him to do has been accomplished. And so he looks at it and says, it is finished. As I begin to review this, I got to thinking about some things that might have gone through the mind of Christ when he said, it is finished. Let me give you four things here, and then I'll deal with him, the Lord willing, on the next couple of broadcasts as the Holy Spirit directs us to do so. But let me say to you, first of all, when Christ said it was finished, he was simply saying that the consummation of all prophetic scriptures has now been fulfilled. Number two, he was saying it was a culmination of all his personal sufferings that he must suffer while he's here upon this earth. Then number three, he was saying it was a completion of a perfect sacrifice. For some 4,000 years, men had offered sacrifices from Adam all the way down to the cross of Calvary. But none of them were perfect, and none of them could take away sin. But then number four, he was saying the conquest with Satan was swiftly coming to a close. God had promised the devil back in the Garden of Eden that he would bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. But he also promised him that the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. And so this is all set in order now to be fulfilled. And Jesus looks back and checks every aspect of his life, every aspect of his ministry, every aspect of his work here upon this earth. And he has not left anything undone that the Father sent him to do. And so as he looks back, he could say, as he spoke in John 17 that night in that great prayer, he said, I've finished the work that you sent me to do. And friend, I know of nothing greater than to come down to the end of life's journey and look back on our lives and say, it is finished. I have done that you put me on this earth to do. He was simply saying, I've carried out every command of your word. I've carried out every command of your will. And I've carried out every aspect of your work that you had planned for my life. What a joy to face death, the last enemy, and be able to say, it is finished. I have accomplished that God wanted me to accomplish when he put me here upon this earth. And so our Lord looks back at his birth, back at his life, back at his ministry, back at everything he's gone through. And he said, I've done it like the Father wanted me to do. There's no need to go back because there's nothing to be changed and nothing to be added. And so he cries, it is finished. And then yields up the ghost and seals his testimony with his own death and with his own blood. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Baloo speaking. October is letter month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began the broadcast on the first Monday in November of 2002. And so each year at our anniversary, we encourage people to write to us and let us know you're listening and the call letters of the station that you listen to. I want to encourage you, if the broadcast is a blessing to you, you take the time out, pray for us, and then write to us and let us know you're listening. Also, if you're able, I encourage you to share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.